Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 11.
Chapter 13. Quantum Reality. Princeton is a madhouse, and Einstein is completely cuckoo, wrote Robert Oppenheimer. It was January 1935, and America's leading homegrown theoretical physicist was 31. 12 years later, after directing the building of the atomic bomb, he would return to the Institute for Advanced Study to take charge of the madhouse and its solipsistic luminaries shining in separate and helpless desolation. Einstein accepted that his critical attitude towards quantum mechanics ensured that, here in Princeton, I am considered an old fool. It was a sentiment widely shared by the younger generation of physicists who, having been weaned on the theory, agreed with Paul Dirac's assessment that quantum mechanics explained most of physics and all of chemistry. That a few old men were fighting about the meaning of the theory was, for them, neither here nor there, given its enormous practical success. By the end of the 1920s, as one problem after another in atomic physics was solved, attention shifted from the atom to the nucleus. During the early 1930s, the discovery of the neutron by James Chadwick in Cambridge and the work of Enrico Fermi and his team in Rome on the reactions induced by the impact of neutrons on nuclei opened up the new frontier of nuclear physics. In 1932, John Cockcroft and Ernest Walton, Chadwick's colleagues in Rutherford's Cavendish Laboratory, constructed the first particle accelerator and used it to split an atom by breaking apart its nucleus. Einstein might have moved from Berlin to Princeton, but physics was moving on without him. He knew as much, but felt he had earned the right to pursue the physics that interested him. When he arrived at the Institute in October 1933, Einstein was shown to his new office and asked what equipment he needed. "A desk or table, a chair, paper and pencils," he replied. "Oh, yes, and a large wastebasket so I can throw away all my mistakes." And there were plenty, but Einstein was never disheartened as he sought his holy grail, a unified field theory. Just as Maxwell had unified electricity, magnetism, and light into a single, all-encompassing theoretical structure in the 19th century, Einstein hoped to unify electromagnetism and general relativity. For him, such a unification was the next step, as logical as it was inevitable. It was in 1925 that he undertook the first of his many attempts at constructing such a theory that ended up in the wastebasket. After the discovery of quantum mechanics, Einstein believed that a unified field theory would yield this new physics as a byproduct.